I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. The web can help you teach your children all sorts of things, from how to download music and movies to reading, writing, and arithmetic. But what about personal financial skills? Can the web make your children money savvy? News and Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong talks with NPR's Farai Chidea.
I think traditionally it's always been a challenge to teach youngsters and youth about finance and about the importance of knowing money in a fun and interactive way. And I think that still holds true today.
What kind of tools are you talking about that might be tech-oriented but also financial literacy-oriented?
One place that I liked was called KidsBank.com. And KidsBank had two different types of calculators that would show you how much you would need to save in order to achieve some of your money goals. It seems that this is very tough for parents to get a handle on. I found countless articles, countless websites, and just about every website that offered some type of interactive game made that available not only for parents but also as educators as well. And it seems that there's a lot of content on some of these sites driven to parents to help them engage their kids in understanding how to check their balances and how to save up their money from maybe all the activities they do or the gifts that they get throughout the year so that they can become more financially responsible.
Well, let's talk about that more. There are kids who may not even be old enough to use a computer, but there are some technological solutions to saving money for them. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, some of the technological solutions that I think are pretty good. I guess one technical solution that I found was on a website that was called jumpstart.org. And this was a great website really driven for kids to help them increase their financial literacy. It also was applicable to teens. But one of the things that I liked on there was for teenagers, they had what was called a reality check. And parents, I know you love the words reality check, especially in the gimme, gimme culture that, you know, sometimes our kids are getting used to. They expect more. But this was an interactive survey. It was about 10 or 12 questions and of your dream life, essentially, and what that dream life is going to cost you. And not only did it show you what it would end up costing you to live that lifestyle, they also gave you some ideas as how you could actually get there and steps on a list of careers that would actually support that type of lifestyle. So I found that to actually go beyond just an interactive use of the web to actually give users practical next steps that they could take if that's the dream life they want to fulfill. One of the things that I found on the web that I think more parents would be interested in is there was a website specifically for women and for young girls, and it's called it's actually on a website called anincomeofherown.com, anincomeofherown.com. And on there, or just do a Google search on Dollar Diva, there's a Dollar Diva business plan competition. It's a national business plan competition, and it's really geared at kids. And some of the business plans that won, one that won out of New York City by I forget the young lady's name, was called Bling Bling Fashion Jewelry. And she put a new spin on how to create some custom jewelry for teenagers. And she won the cash prize. So I thought that was really engaging in getting kids to not only learn about it, but then putting it into action and understanding what it's like to even run your own business financially.
What about online banking? You know, there's a lot of online banking that adults do, but is it appropriate for older kids or for parents to create online accounts for younger kids?
I don't know that they can really go online. There are some places outside of banks that you can go online that are trying to fill in that gap. Places like younginvestor.com or library.thinkquest.org. But by and large, I have not found financial institutions other than Wells Fargo, who started a video game, but it still doesn't really teach you how to bank online.
I guess finally, what about parents? What resources could parents access so that they can teach their kids about money more easily and more effectively?
Yeah, some of the great sites for parents I would start with, if I was a parent, which I am, I would start with practicalmoneyskills.com. practicalmoneyskills.com. This was a wealth of information. I mean, you could get lost on this site for hours looking for things to do. They had everything from lesson plans to a banking tutor to games. For the kids, I thought Road Trip to Savings. And this was kind of a challenge over 4 weeks on the road. Coming up short on cash on this game means you end up losing your wheels.
We all know how those family dialogues about money can go. So hopefully, all of these tools will lead to calm and enlightenment. Well, Mario, thank you again.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea with News and Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong. Mario also covers technology for NPR member stations WEAA and WYPR in Baltimore.